Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Food Safety Specialist Jason Taylor about National Food Safety Education Month. This is part two of a two-part interview. What would you say are the most common risk factors for foodborne illnesses in restaurants or homes?
Some of the different ones that we want to watch for is E. coli, Salmonella, Campylobacter. Those ones are in the food themselves, so that's why the cooking temperature is so important to get the temperature right, so you do kill that bacteria. And then it comes into yourself then also, that you'd have each person, the stomach flu everybody talks about, that's really norovirus, unfortunately, it's the only way it can be transmitted is the fecal-oral route. So if you do get the stomach flu where you throw up and have diarrhea, that can be passed through your food also. So you want to make sure if you have a family member that has that, to wash your hands very well. And in a food establishment, they're not allowed to be in the food establishment until 24 hours after their symptoms subside. And then once you get into your cooling of your products, say you make a big batch of something, you run into your staph A's and different toxins that can be in the food itself to make you sick. So bacteria serous is in mostly in your rices. Staph A can be in any type of gravies or stuffing and stuff that's real heavy that takes a long time to cool. And what that is, staph A, 1 in 3 people carry it on them at all times in their nose and different mucous membranes. So then when that gets in your food, then it's, say you have it in the fridge at say it's 55 degrees, that is continually growing and it's producing a toxin that's in the food. And then you can, once you ingest it, then you'll be sick, usually with a toxin within 6 to 8 hours, and some will go a little longer than that. But it's one of the quickest food illnesses that you can pick up.
Hand washing is an important part of it. What would you say is the proper form of washing hands and how that can prevent the spread of pathogens?
Okay, for hand washing, you want it under warm water. 100 degree water is what I require in our establishments. Then you have your mild soap that you would use. Wet your hands, put the soap on, and then you really scrub your hands very well. The backs of your hands, between your fingers and fingernails, since that can hold different bacterias. And then you run it under running water for 20 seconds. And then in your home, really, you should be using paper towels instead of a towel, but it's hard to do. But in establishments, it's required to have single-use towels just to get rid of, so you don't have any bacteria that stays in that towel.
What would you say are the benefits of having food safety training in a business or for your family?
Yeah, food safety training, it is required by code for any food establishment. Then we do have churches and that we do have different trainings that we can do for them also. So it's very a good idea to have some training and to know your different temperatures and that, and do some research if you're going to be preparing, even for your own family, that you don't want to be sick, because majority of the illnesses do come from inside your home.
And what else does that cover besides temperatures?
Well, food safety classes would talk anything about any type of bacterias, viruses, parasites. Then we get into the proper heating, reheating, cooling, just a wide range of all food safety aspects of any establishment that is around.
For businesses like restaurants, is there a requirement as far as how often food safety training should be done?
Well, per code, it's the ones that we offer are 5-year class, so they're good for 5 years the establishments. And we do have one person per establishment that's required to have the training. And we do have a lot of different establishments that want to have all their managers trained. And again, the schools, they like to have about everybody trained. So it's a very good idea to have the training to make sure you don't try to prevent any illness possible.
You know, you mentioned you do hand washing demonstrations in the schools. I just want to ask, are you doing anything this fall, visiting any schools, any plans for that?
No, we don't have any scheduled yet, but they do pop up. And we try to do, during the summer, the 4-H Farm Safety Day. We do four different topics over the years, so the kids can see something different each time. Mm-hmm. As the need arises, we always enjoy getting into the schools and trying to educate and adults too. We do teach a food safety class that through our department for anybody that has to deal with food establishments. That's a requirement for the code. And then during that presentation, there is a hand washing demonstration that we do. Anytime that somebody would like us to do something like that, just give us a call. If you have a group, talk to churches about funeral dinners and things like that. We'll gladly try to get that scheduled with anybody.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington County Food Safety Specialist Jason Taylor. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.